The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On a certain Sabbath, Jesus went into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man there whose right hand was withered. The scribes and the Pharisees watched him closely to see if he would cure on the Sabbath, so that they might discover a reason to accuse him. But he realized their intentions and said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up and stand before us." And he rose and stood there. Then Jesus said to them, "I ask you, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil? To save life rather than to destroy it?" Looking around at them all, he then said to him, "Stretch out your hand." He did so, and his hand was restored. But they became enraged and discussed together what they might do to Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome back once again, everybody. You know, I'm going to talk about the first reading here this morning. Okay, just a little thought for you from the first reading, where St. Paul is beside himself that the ancient Christians in Corinth have done nothing to correct a man who's living in an openly unlawful union. And he says, an immorality not even found among the pagans. And he gives this example, a man living with his father's wife. And he's just beside himself that they're not doing anything about this guy. And he urges them to do something to correct this guy, not only for the good of the whole community, but that so this guy's soul won't be lost on the day of judgment. Okay. Once upon a time, Jesus said, "Blessed are those who show mercy. Mercy shall be theirs." You want to know something we've forgotten? It's one of the spiritual works of mercy. And it was once known as to admonish the sinner. A little tiny thought about that. I was looking through a comic strip once that I happened to stumble upon. And it was entitled, "Games You Can't Lose." And it had little pictures, like "Find Your Way Through the Maze." And it was just a straight line. "Connect the Dot." And just one dot on the page. "Find the Hidden Elephant." It's this great big elephant, tiny little trees. "Games You Can't Lose." Okay. And whatever the joke was, the point of it was, nobody's going to play a game you can't lose. Because why bother, right? Why bother? Okay, here's the point. Whether willingly or unwillingly, in the past 50 or 60 years, we've turned our faith into a game you can't lose. Everybody goes to heaven, and your actions aren't really all that important. And you know, you wonder why the culture, part of the reason why the culture slipped away from the faith, why bother to play a game you can't lose? Everybody goes to heaven. Now, here's the truth of the matter. It's not a game. And you sure can lose. Okay? Everything hangs in the balance. This is what C.S. Lewis once called the weight of glory. If you gain God, you gain all. If you lose God, you lose all. You get one shot. It's called life, and that's why it's so deadly important. That's why what we do is so very important. And the only way you lose God is through deliberate and unrepentant sin. And here's why St. Paul was so beside himself with these ancient Christians. And he says, take this guy, separate him from your community. Now, that was the ancient roots of excommunication, which is a terribly heavy burden that falls on the shoulders of the bishops, okay? But here's the thing. Fortunately for you and for me, it's a lot simpler, much simpler. It's what was once known as fraternal correction. And this is all we have to do. This is all we have to do. You find somebody, you find the opportune moment or the best moment you can, and you just speak. Clearly, simply, gently, and humbly. You say, "This is wrong. This is a sin. You gotta change. What can I do to help? That's what you want to do. That's fraternal correction. It's wrong. Don't forget this part. It's a sin, okay? This isn't just, you know, my little opinion. You gotta change. Is there anything I can do to help? Now, personally, I hate doing this. I hate it. I hate confrontation. I want everybody to be happy, okay? But here's the trouble. Love means doing what's best for the other person, for their good, whether you like it or not. And there's this terrible error, and it's fallen upon our time, that love means approving of everything everybody else does. And that the gospel tells us to always be comfortable, and it doesn't. Love means very often feeling uncomfortable, and it can be terrible to have to confront somebody. But you know, once upon a time, I said one of my favorite phrases is, if a thing is worth doing, it's worth doing badly. Fraternal correction is a perfect example of that. You're not going to find the perfect words. You're not going to find the perfect time. But give it your best shot, okay? Understand, it's very, very important, and their reaction is up to them. But give it your best shot. Because this is, as I said, a forgotten work of mercy, and let's never forget these words, blessed are those who show mercy. Mercy shall be shown to them. Amen.